Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Idleman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. My name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Idleman. Pastor, welcome.
Welcome, Luke. I feel like I'm dying here. Can you raise? We're going to talk about raising from the dead.
Well, the foundation of our faith is we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. And we also see throughout both Old and New Testaments instances where God decided that people's lives weren't over yet. So the question that has come in is, does he still do that on occasion? So Shane, what are your thoughts?
Well, the short answer is yes. Let's move on to the next podcast, right?
No. If you enjoyed, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if you enjoyed today's podcast. Well, I mean, obviously he does. And the reason this question comes in is because there's churches out there that, you know, have like a school for raising the dead. And that's just ridiculous, I think. We read in the Bible, Jesus said, you will do these things, those who follow me, from speaking in tongues to, raising people from the dead to doing miracles. So it is not beyond the realm of possibility. However, you usually, and I've read of stories of it. I've never seen it personally, but a lot of times it's on the mission field, or even if it's in America, you know, there's a movie made, I believe, Greg Laurie made it. I don't know Greg Laurie. He endorsed it about the kid who fell through the ice.
Oh yeah.
And he was gone. His mom prayed for him. So here's my 2 cents. Avoiding the extremes. The one extreme is, you know, you go to the school of raising from the dead. You think you picked up some good, you know, tricks from the Bible, and you think you got this down. And you go, and it's going to be a mess. You're going to really hurt the faith. When God chooses to do that, it's often, it actually doesn't happen too often. And it's in those who are hearing from God, are being used of God, who have faith, great faith to believe in God. And God puts that desire, I believe, a strong faith into their heart that this person is going to live and I'm going to pray for them. Now that's different. That's more like healing, but seeing somebody actually raised from the dead, is something where, they would pray for them, usually, you know, they've been dead a few hours or whatever it is, and God would choose to bring that person back to life. But again, it's the exception, not the rule. You don't see it happening a lot in America or other places. But also, how often would it happen if we exercise more faith? You know, if I see a child drowned, I'm going to be praying for him just like God would raise him from the dead. Or if there's a situation where I know that maybe God's put on my heart and go and pray for that person. And so, you know, we want to be careful because the other side is, no, God doesn't do that anymore. And this real rigid, conservative, you know, thinking we're weird to even pray that. But Jesus did it. He modeled it. He said we would do it. And, you know, I think it depends on the circumstance too. Many of us are not in a setting where we can actually pray for a person who has died. I remember I was on a call, just got the call, a wife OD'd in a hotel on Sierra Highway, a homeless couple that we were helping out. And I could see her body in there, and the sheriffs were blocking it off and having her child run around. And a thought ran through my mind, you know, if I could go in there, just pray for her but they're, you know, the detectives, they're waiting on the coroner. So that wasn't going to happen. So you wonder sometimes, you know, how, if we could exercise that faith more. But I wouldn't be afraid to do it. You know, Lord, bring this back. They're too young to go. And God, please. And you're contending and you're pleading the blood and you're hoping for that. And you have great faith for that, but God might not choose to do that. So resting in his sovereignty, like I just talked about Sunday, his sovereignty is our sanity, and resting in that sovereignty. So no, I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility. I think it's biblical. But I think we need to be careful. We don't just go and pray for every dead. I wouldn't go pray for every dead person, because a couple things come to mind. For example, when my mom passed away, if I was there, was it her time to go? you know, 76 was her time to go. She was ready. She wouldn't want me praying that. And so you look at, you know, what is God's will in all this? And we have to remember when Jesus raised people from the dead, they still died. You know, it's just a temporary condition of the human heart or the human body that God is allowing until that time of death, permanent death would come. And I have seen people in schools of ministry where, you know, raise the dead school, and they go and they hear somebody dying and they go drive to see if they can pray for them and raise them from the dead. I mean, and nothing worked, and they get disheartened. And so it has to be of God, led of God, the right circumstance, great faith. God prompts it in your spirit, you know, and he makes it happen. And so I think that's, you know, my 2 cents on that one.
Yeah, the other side of the coin, which is just the exact same thing that you said, but just phrasing it a little bit differently from the other perspective, is in it being all of the Lord's will, we have to make sure it's none of our own selfishness. You know, I would expect that the context in which a believer would see this happen, would see the Lord's power on display in this way, would be when they are praying not of themselves or not right, for something that they want, but the Spirit has testified to them that, you know, it's not this person's time to go. And I've never experienced that, so I can't say what that feels like or what that would experience, but I would expect that that would probably be the mindset and the spiritual intuition of the believer when that is going to happen authentically, versus going in and just in maybe a heavy state of grief, or if you have no emotional attachment to the person, you just kind of want to try to flex your Holy Spirit muscles, yeah, or whatever. You know, if you go in with
not
like
even knowing if God is leading,
selfish,
you,
prideful attitude, and because like you said, that kind of an attitude, in addition to being self-centered, it also denies the fact that, look, God has a purpose for people departing. You know, he has a purpose, yeah, for them going in their time, you know?
If you look at the Bible, the example, like, we don't know how old Lazarus was, but, you know, let's assume Jesus's age in his 30s. How many young children did he raise from the dead? The widow at Nain, her son was only son, and she was weeping, and Jesus had compassion for her. So you see, it's almost, to me, it's a restoration of young life that went too quickly.
Yes.
In most cases.
I would agree with that.
Elisha, she ran and got Elisha and said, man of God, you know, you prophesied that Lord would give me a son. And he died. He had a headache out in the field, and the father brought him back to the mom, and she died. And Elijah came and laid over him. And so you see this mainly, you know, a life that has went too soon, and that God has given us the ability to pray for that person if it's, you know, God's going to allow this in his sovereignty. And I know that bothers some people because they like, well, you should never pray if it's your will. You should always assume it's God's will. And I think that's a big mistake, because
I think Job would disagree with that.
Yeah. Why? I mean, I see what they're saying, because, well, okay, Lord, heal if it's your will. I mean, we're not saying that. We're like saying, Lord, I mean, I believe that your will is to heal. I believe this person has a lot more to accomplish in their life. But according to God's will is not a bad thing too, because praying outside of his will is not going to accomplish anything. You know, it's not going to twist his arm and say, all right, well, I'll change my sovereign plans. But within that sovereignty, there is a permissive will too that God allows.
It's a reverent submission to what he wants, not a passive excuse making.
Yep, exactly. So I think we sum that one up for the raise the dead people questions.
So you probably don't want to spend all of your time at the graveyard trying to practice this. But,
well, I would say don't pursue it, let it find you.
Exactly. Because we have to acknowledge that ultimately this starts as a work of providence, not within any believer's special ability or anything like that.
Well, the closest I've came is there was a young man with cerebral palsy. I think he was 18. His lungs were filling up, pneumonia. He's in the hospital. And they told his mom he'll probably not make it, you know, till tomorrow night, and he looked pretty bad, and she was crying. And so I went over there, just laid my hand on his chest and prayed for his lungs to clear, and just felt the tremendous peace, and just it was kind of interesting. And then the next day, my mom told me, you know, hey, he's breathing again fine. They think he's gonna be out of the hospital in a few days. I'm like, well, wow.
Yeah.
What was that about? You know, so just those kind of things. You know, I truly believe in God can do that. And God still heals and will do that. I just want too many people don't experience it because they're not open. Yeah. You know, they're either critical or they're doubting, or then you have the ones, like you said, they want to showboat. And God's not going to honor any of those.
So. Yeah, pride on either side, whether it's denying his power or it's trying to claim his power for yourself is going to get in the way of that process. So we would encourage all of our listeners to make sure that if this is an issue that you find relevant to a particular person that's on your heart in your Christian life experience, that you would make sure that they are surrendered to the Lord in prayer. And that your own desires and ambitions are also surrendered to the Lord in prayer as well.
And I should probably add, if there is a school for that, I would be leery. I mean, Not even a school on teaching supernatural gifts, because although you can have a class that says, here's what spiritual gifts are, here's how they operate in the body, you can't really teach people to give a prophetic
it's
word.
It's not a formula.
Yeah, or teach people how to give a word of knowledge, or teach people how to speak in tongues. You can teach on what that is, but I don't think you can teach them, here's how to be a prophet. Here's how to be a, you know, it either comes or it doesn't by the Spirit of God. So you teach them intimacy with God. You teach them how to steward the gifts or what the gifts are, but you allow the Holy Spirit to give, given in measure that he wants to give it.
Absolutely. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening to this episode of Idleman Unplugged. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to send us your ideas and topics for a future episode of the podcast. You can send us an email at westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneidleman.com. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Idleman. Join us again on the next episode of Idleman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidleman.com. Again, that's shaneidleman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edify.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.